What's most exciting about what's happening in Detroit right now is that finally people are starting to see the potential of the city, and you know, people are starting to better understand how the city can actually have a stronger future with greater diversity. Detroit area is known as one of the most racially segregated regions in the country, and I think that we're now starting to build better bridges between communities so that we can, you know, really collaborate more closely with one another to actually help strengthen all of our neighborhoods. And so, you know, we're starting to see certain neighborhoods diversify, which is different than gentrification, because often the projects that we take on are rehabbing vacant structures. And so instead of being in a situation where we're making something better and displacing people, we're actually just taking something that was formerly vacant and activating it with people who don't necessarily look like the people who are next door. But then that's actually starting to create more diversity in the neighborhoods and greater strength. That's really exciting to see Detroit become a more dense and diverse place. I'm excited about Detroit in 2050. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a more dense city, a more vibrant city, a more diverse city. And I think that a lot of the things that we're working on right now that will have been figured out by 2050 will include the education system. It's no secret that we've struggled with that for a long time now. And so really prioritizing our kids, because our kids are the future. And I think that making sure that people have access to quality education is really important. That's also, from a real estate perspective, something that has held Detroit back, and that people are hesitant about moving to Detroit, you know, if they have kids, because of the school system. And so that's going to be key to our growth and our development over the next 30 years. Jobs are huge. Having a diverse industry. I mean, I think diversity in all forms are really important. Diversity of sectors and means by which people can earn a solid living, I think that's really critical. And Detroit is very dependent upon the auto industry, and you know, the auto industry helped to shape the city that we see today. However, we need more diversity in those who are working in the city. I think that technology will need to be amped up in the city so that there are more opportunities for people to take on tech jobs. I think some of the more successful cities are those that that really rely on technology to, you know, help with their labor force. And I think that'll be part of Detroit's future in a big way. I think from a physical standpoint, it will become more diverse and dense. And so architects need to work closely with their communities or the communities that they're serving to shape what that future needs to look like. And with automation becoming more prevalent, a lot of the jobs that we know today will become obsolete because of that particular technology. But architects will always need to connect with people and shape buildings and shape public spaces in ways that, you know, that really resonate with people. I think that another thing that'll be critical to the future of Detroit is creating more equity. And from my perspective, equity is about making things right. It's about, you know, if there's a problem, equity sort of fills in and helps to right what's been wrong. And I think one example of that is access to food, access to transportation, access to technology. Because there's so many people in the city of Detroit who are living at or below the poverty line, you know, how do we create policy interventions that help to address that? And I think, you know, again, part of that is education, part of that is jobs, but, you know, very specific things like having regional transportation or having greater access to healthy foods to help bridge some of the health disparities that we're seeing. And so there's so many things that need to come together. And again, those public, private, nonprofit partnerships need to really flesh out, how do we create that equity? How do we make things right so that the 2050 Detroit, and quite frankly, any city in America, can really benefit from the cohesive balance of power in a way that solves a lot of the major issues that we're seeing today? I think all designers and sort of the ecosystem of design, which includes policymakers and planners and developers to some extent, are also designers, because to be a developer, you also have to have vision. And I think we as developers have to bring in we as architects, I'm taking both of those on as my own, but that initial vision requires someone who can actually help to articulate in a way that, you know, so that you can sell it and so that you can get greater buy-in from the public and from government and from all the different components that require some level of participation, in particular, those who are investing in the work. And so I think that architects in particular have a strong role to play in, you know, really listening and really shaping what that future will look like. Because I think architects are empowered to thoughtfully combine science and art and culture to create the places that will interact with for many, many decades. Winston Churchill once said that first we shape our buildings and thereafter our buildings shape us. And I think that the architects of today are shaping the future of the built environment. So what we're learning today and what we're experiencing with culture will start to translate into what we see in the built environment. So Detroit of 2050 will be authored by the architects of not only now, but 10 years from now and 20 years from now. So I think it's important that we, as architects, are diverse in sort of not only culture, but experiences, you know, having just a wide range of knowledge to draw upon to really create the most thoughtful solutions so that the future does really reflect the people who will benefit from those spaces.